Uniontown police say a juvenile suspect in an ongoing arson investigation turned himself in Wednesday. His name has not been released. A large trash bin at a warehouse in Apache Street and a bathroom at Uniontown Community Park were in flames Sunday. Two bathroom facilities, the Diamond Baseball Fields off Creekbaum Road, were also set ablaze. That area is in the jurisdiction of the Summit County Sheriff's Office. A 16-passenger van was set on fire at the warehouse in Apache Street Monday. No one was hurt. Police are trying to identify two additional suspects. The case will be referred to the Juvenile Division of the Stark County Prosecutor's Office. Man is being held in the Stark County Jail awaiting extradition to Florida. 42-year-old Floyd Jones was wanted by the Miami-Dade County Sheriff's Office on a murder charge. He was arrested Wednesday night after a brief standoff at a home in the 1200 block of Tuscarawa Street East in Canton. He also had a warrant from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office for a weapons offense. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force and Canton Police also arrested 52-year-old Angela Parr of the home on an outstanding warrant for assault. The executive director of the Autism Society of the Mahoning Valley has stepped down following involvement in financial misconduct. Stacy Bacorn submitted her resignation effective immediately. She had led the nonprofit for about 6 months. Bacorn pleaded guilty Tuesday in Stark County Common Pleas Court to a felony theft count. Her case was referred to a theft intervention program. Bacorn stole nearly $7,000 from the YWCA of Alliance. She used its credit cards for personal expenses, did not submit cash donations, and lied about work-related travel. Bacorn will pay restitution. She resigned as executive director in September. Highway Patrol investigating a Wednesday evening fatal crash in Tuscarawas Township. 82-year-old Larry Durbin of Brewster was pronounced dead at Altman Hospital shortly after the crash on Route 241 at Route 93. Patrol says Durbin's motorcycle was southbound on 241 when it went off the right side of the road, struck a ditch, and overturned onto him. He was not wearing a helmet. Stark County commissioners expressing disappointment after the county was not awarded a state grant to help pay for renovations of the county jail. The Ohio Jail and Safety Security Program awarded $50 million to counties across the state for jail projects and renovations last month. The repository reports Stark County was seeking between $10 and $15 million for the roughly $80 million jail upgrade. Commissioners can reapply for the grant if additional funding becomes available. Project involves construction of a new pod-style cell block to replace the current linear cell blocks, an expansion of the kitchen and clinic. Project being paid for with a combination of the county's general fund, the criminal justice sales tax, and American Rescue Plan funds. Work will begin this summer. Lexington Township trustees say work has begun to repair a sinkhole that forced the closure of a road last September. The township and City of Alliance are teaming up to install a temporary concrete bridge and a series of small culverts on Price Street near the Deer Creek Reservoir. Completion expected by the end of the summer. The Corps of Engineers says permits are not necessary as long as repairs are above the waterline. Residents expressed concerns Tuesday emergency vehicles would be unable to access their home in a timely manner in the event of a train blocking the tracks at Route 183. A federal judge has dismissed a company paying victims of the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. Judge Benita Pearson ordered Kroll Settlement Administration to stop its work immediately. According to Wednesday's order, the company likely miscalculated payments and might have overpaid some people. Pearson named Epic Class Action and claims solutions to handle the payments. Attorneys representing the victims had asked for Kroll to be removed. There was no objection from Norfolk Southern Railroad, subject of the class action lawsuit. Columbiana County Grand Jury has indicted a man on charges of kidnapping and felonious assault. 22-year-old Hunter Congrove of Lisbon also charged with tampering with evidence in the March 12th incident. His arraignment is scheduled for June 23rd in Common Pleas Court. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a shooting at a home on Route 45 in Madison Township. Sean Harpold had been shot in the leg. He was taken to East Liverpool City Hospital for treatment, then flown to a Pittsburgh hospital. Congrove was arrested later on unrelated charges in Yellow Creek Township. He's being held in the county jail on $100,000 bond. More charges possible against two men arrested in Youngstown Monday night. According to WKBN-TV, police chasing a speeding car called off the pursuit. A Highway Patrol helicopter continued following the vehicle, which pulled into a business garage on Andrews Avenue. Pastor gave police permission to enter the garage where they reportedly found a large quantity of marijuana in two vehicles and another covered with bullet holes and carrying two guns. The driver, Darian Thomas, was charged with failure to comply.